Hey everybody, it is B. Welcome to another episode of For the Love of Gaming. And this is, of course, B. I think I already said that. Alright, so I know I haven't done a podcast in a while. It's because, really, I've not thought of anything to do. I had this epic idea for an episode, and then I couldn't get it together. I couldn't plan it and get it put together the way I wanted it to even like record and do for us for this thing. So I might just have to just talk about it and just, you know, have a conversation with you guys and just deal with it. And I know it's not a fun podcast to listen to just one person. Usually it's fun to listen to two people talking and having a good conversation and like enjoying their each other's companies or whatever. But because most of my sidekicks or co-hosts are busy and they usually have other things to do besides sit and stare at a computer and just, you know, normal things like that. They're busy, and I don't blame them because that's life. So we just have to do with me talking to you guys. So I recently watched some YouTube. A YouTuber called Oxhorn, who does like everything Fallout, basically. And I love to watch his videos because he does like Fallout lore and stuff. But he recently posted a video for the new, or a couple videos for the new Fallout, Fallout 76. And it looks really, really good. It looks really interesting. I haven't watched his second and third video yet, but the game looks promising, even though it is an open world multiplayer, multiplayer game of some sort, sort of like ESO or I can't think of any of the other ones, but something like that. I hope when it comes out to, I don't know if I'm going to get it as close to when it comes out. I might be one of those people that get it a year later like I did with Fallout 4. But I'm hoping to get it and, like, play it because it looks so interesting. I have fallen in love with the Fallout universe because of Fallout 4. And so it looks different enough that it would be maybe a little bit more complicated to, like, get the hang of it. And the fact that you don't have missions in it, because I think it's more of a building and exploring and not really, I don't think there's too many missions in it. It's not like ESO, which has a lot of quests and stuff, but because there's no, supposedly there's no NPCs or anything like that, so I'm like, how would that work? No NPCs, because there should be a little bit of NPCs to give flavor to the story or to the world, but maybe they've changed that and they actually put some, like, pretend people in, because they're, like, they wanted you to work and fight against other people on the server, because it's all on server, and there's no single player, like, mode at all, and I think they're probably going to regret that and have to put that in, just because it just seems like it's something they probably should have, just because it's, like, that's the point of Fallout, but whatever. We'll see how it goes. I can't wait to start seeing people streaming it and playing it on stream, because I would like to get a feel for it, because it might be one of these games that's like, it's cool to watch other people watch, but I can't get into it, which makes me sad, because I love Fallout, and I own like almost all the Fallouts except like the first two. I own three, Las Vegas, and Fallout 4. So we'll see how I feel about this. And go from there. Let's see. I've been streaming a lot. Not as much as I would wish I could. And I've been streaming mostly Minecraft. And I've gotten back into this Defiance. They've changed the name to Defiance 2050, but it's exactly the same storyline and exactly the same, like, everything. It's just a different name, which I don't understand why they did that, for maybe branding issues. But it's like, yeah, they remastered it and changed a little bit of how it works, but it's exactly the same storyline and exactly the same everything. It's a multiplayer online game based on this TV show Defiance. So it has that sort of, if you ever watched the TV show, it has that same kind of vibe, kind of situation. Your character is an orc hunter, and you go and hunt orcs, basically. I've started playing Terraria, and I've actually somewhat started to understand how to play that because of a friend of mine who she is teaching me how to play it. But I haven't played that in a while. I haven't done a lot of, like, played a lot of games except Defiance because I really like playing that. But yeah. On YouTube, I've been watching Shane Dawson's The Mind of Jake Paul, and it's been interesting. I'll see how it goes at the towards the end. But I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I like Shane Dawson, so I'll probably keep watching, even though if this is a big flop and everybody's mad at Shane, I'll still probably watch Shane. Let's see, what else? What else can I talk about? I have no clue. It's Halloween, or Halloween season, so it's October. It is my favorite time of year, but I haven't watched any of my favorite Halloween movies, like Warm Bodies. Oh, what's it? Halloween Town, like all the Halloween Town ones. There's like, Paranorman, like a whole bunch of like they're more like kid ones. I don't really like the gruesome, gory, like adult Halloween themed things. I like things that have to do about ghosts and stuff too. So like the Haunted Mansion and like all that stuff. Most of it's like kid stuff, basically, because I'm a big chicken and I don't like guts and gore and stuff. It's like, ugh, too much for me. But I love ghost stories, and I've been listening to a new podcast for a couple months. They're a small podcast, but they've been doing it for like 2 years. And it's these two girls. It's called Two Girls, One Ghost. And it's about these two, like, friends just talking about ghost-related stories and sharing their own and reading people's stories. And I would love to do something like that, but the fact that when I read something, sometimes I stutter and it's not very good for people to listen to. I stutter over my words just talking. So it's like, it matters. Like, I mean, I might do a little bit of reading ghost stories for like the actual Halloween and maybe do a little podcast for ghost stories, but other than that, that is pretty much it. I mean, I don't have anything really going on, and I haven't been keeping up with the like gaming world, like new news about new games and stuff, because there's certain games I'm interested in, and there's other games I'm not. Like the new Tomb Raider, I really want to play, and I'm watching other people play it, which I enjoy, but it's expensive, so I usually just watch them because usually they buy it or they get it as a like a free thing from the company for them to show things. The new Assassin's Creed game looks really good. So it's like there's a lot of games. I talk about games, and I'm sorry that I do, but that's part of the game. Part of this thing is for the love of game and nerding. So, oh, and I saw the new Doctor Who first episode, and I watched it with my mother, who she's not really into Doctor Who. She doesn't understand it very well, but she enjoyed it enough that we're gonna watch the next episode together too. So I think that's going to be our become our tradition on Sunday nights at 7 to watch the new episode of Doctor Who together. And then there's this other new TV show called Manifest, Manifest, and me and my mom have been watching that, and it's gotten really interesting. We haven't seen last night's episode because we missed it, so we'll have to watch it on Hulu. And be a little bit behind, but we can at least do that because we have Hulu and all that. I don't know what else to talk about. And I noticed there's a lot of people who have downloaded and listened, I guess, to the other episodes of the podcast, and I want to thank you all for doing that. But it would be helpful to hear from you guys on what you would like to hear me and maybe my co-hosts to talk about. And then maybe I can figure out more to talk about instead of just rambling on like I do. But thank you again, and you'll hear me again next time. And goodbye.